AircheckDownloads.com.
The Premier Radio Networks proudly presents American Top 10 with Casey Kasem.
Hello again, everybody. Welcome to American Top 10. I'm Casey Kasem, and I'm all set to count down the 10 most popular songs on the AC chart. Before we begin, let's recap last week's top three. At number three, Love Song by Sarah Bareilles. At number two, Bleeding Love by Leona Lewis. And returning to number one for a second week, The Time of My Life by David Cook. Who grabbed the number one spot this week? Only one way to find out. Let the countdown begin.
Number 10.
Here's an American idol who'll be making a guest appearance on Timbaland's next CD, Shock Value 2. She's Jordan Sparks, holding firm with Tattoo.
I'll always have you.
At number 10 for the third week in a row, that's Jordan Sparks with Tattoo. I'm Casey Kasem. We have 'em, all the chart stars, all the chart action. And we're up to a band now whose lead singer comes from the Philippines. And that makes him the first Filipino we know of to hit the American charts since 1963. That's when the family act, the Rockefellers, hit with Killer Joe. 45 years later, here's Filipino Arnel Pineda singing lead with Journey on After All These Years. The song holds at number 9.
A faded wedding photograph.
Landing at number 9 for the 6th big week, that's Journey with After All These Years. I'm Casey Kasem.
Number 8.
Here's a singer who got pranked by Rascal Flatts. Taylor Swift says one night while performing as their opening act, the audience started to laugh. She couldn't figure out why, until she turned around and saw Rascal Flatts and their stage crew sitting on stage in folding chairs, sipping coffee, and reading the newspaper. Taylor says it was pretty funny, but not so funny that she stopped singing. Here she is at number 8, singing her hit, Teardrops, on my guitar.
Drew looks, he won't see.
That's the song that's been on our survey the longest, 30 weeks for Teardrops on My Guitar by Taylor Swift. Once again, she checks in at number 8. I'm Casey Kasem. The stage production of 9 to 5 recently opened in Los Angeles, and it might have closed in Los Angeles as well had Dolly Parton not saved the night. Details coming up.
American Top 10.
Most weekends, going to the mall could help you change your wardrobe.
It was back in 1990 that Sinead O'Connor climbed to number one on both the alternative and adult contemporary charts. And in the years since, no artist has repeated that feat. But the act most likely to do it again is the band who holds at number 7 this week, Coldplay with Viva La Vida.
I used to rule the world. That was when I ruled the world.
With Chris Martin singing lead, that's Coldplay, posting a second week at number 7 with Viva La Vida. I'm Casey Kasem. The stage production of 9 to 5 recently opened in Los Angeles, and it might have closed in Los Angeles as well, had Dolly Parton not saved the night. The play began well enough, but then 20 minutes into the production, the curtain came down, and a voice announced that there were technical difficulties. As the minutes dragged on, the audience began to get restless, and so Dolly stood up from her seat and told the crowd, "If they can't perform the show, I'll do some of it right here." First, she led the audience in a sing-along of the song 9 to 5. She took questions from the audience, and she did an a cappella version of "I Will Always Love You." The play finally got going again, but it was Dolly who was the real star of the show that night. I'm Casey Kasem, now on with the countdown.
Number 6.
Holding steady, here's Daughtry with Feels Like Tonight.
Tonight.
At number six again, that's Daughtry with Feels Like Tonight, one of three hits by groups on the countdown this week. Earlier we heard Journey and Coldplay. I'm Casey Kasem. Before we hear the five biggest hits in the USA, let's check out the tops of the other charts. At number one on the digital download chart, So What by Pink. At number one on the rock chart, Rock and Roll Train by AC/DC. And at number one on the country chart, Don't Think I Don't Think About It by Darius Rucker. Now, falling a notch to number five here on the AC chart, Pocketful of Sunshine by Natasha Bedingfield.
I got a pocket full of sunshine.
Oh, I'll be all right.
That's Natasha Bedingfield with the title track to her CD, Pocketful of Sunshine. This week, the song eases down from number four to number five. Coming up on AT10, a long-distance dedication from a man in Texas to Amy, the Michigan waitress he left behind 21 years ago.
Cutting them down with Casey Kasem.
Why do I take non-drowsy Claritin?
Casey's Coast to Coast.
Radio plays them, media base 24/7 ranks them, and we count them down.
Number four.
Here's a musician who recently remade Tom Petty's top 10 hit, Free Fallin'. He's John Mayer, rising back up a notch to number four with Say.
Take out of your wasted.
John Mayer climbs back up from number five to number four with Say. On American Top 10, I'm Casey Kasem. Well, now we're up to our long-distance dedication. It comes to us from an inmate in Texas named Dominic. And this is what Dominic writes. Dear Casey, as I sit here in a correctional institution in Texas, I often think of my past and some of my many mistakes. One involves a woman I fell in love with back in Michigan. Her name is Amy. I was a police officer, and she was working as a waitress in a bar in Lansing back in 1987. We had an intense and short relationship. But Casey, I was in love with her. We connected the minute we met. Unfortunately, due to my immaturity and failure to commit, I lost the love of my life. I'd give anything to be able to tell her how sorry I am and to ask her for another chance. I've been divorced since 1993, and I've never found a love like Amy. Please play I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For to let her know she's in my thoughts. Thanks. Signed, Dominic. Dominic, here's your long-distance dedication. That's I Still Haven't Found What I'm Looking For by U2, a long-distance dedication from Dominic in Texas to Amy in Michigan. If you'd like to send us a long-distance dedication, our email address is casey1110@aol.com. That's casey1110@aol.com. Or you can send your letter to Casey, P.O. Box 1110, Hollywood, California, 90028. If we read your dedication on the air as a thank you, we'd like to send you a copy of my CD, Casey Kasem Presents, The Long Distance Dedications, 20 Top 10 Hits. I'm Casey Kasem, now on with the countdown.
Number three.
Standing pat for a third week, here's Love Song by Sarah Bareilles. I'm not gonna write you a love song. That's Sarah Bareilles at number three again. Coming up, this week's number one song in the USA, a smash written by a house husband, a Mr. Mom.
American Top 10.
Get the good stuff.
Casey, count some down.
These are the hits you're buying and radio stations are playing from coast to coast. Here's a smash that's part of an elite category. Songs that have been legally downloaded more than 3 million times in the U.S. alone. Songs like Apologize by Timbaland with One Republic, Low by Flo Rida, and Crank That by Soulja Boy. This is Leona Lewis at number two again with Bleeding Love.
Closed off from love.
Touching down at number two again, that's Leona Lewis with Bleeding Love, one of six hits by AC newcomers on the survey this week. And that means we're up to this week's number one song in the USA. It's a smash written by a house husband, a Mr. Mom. The songwriter's name is Reggie Hamm, and he has an interesting story. He was born in Nashville, and by the time he was 5 years old, he was touring the country with his Pentecostal preacher father, playing drums with his band. Later, Reggie got married. He and his wife adopted a child in China. Then they discovered their child had a rare genetic disorder. To help out, Reggie put his career as a songwriter aside. He cared for his daughter while his wife worked at Starbucks. One of the things Daddy and daughter would do was watch American Idol. And when Reggie heard about the American Idol songwriter competition, he decided to give it a try. He wrote a song about the joys of raising his daughter. And this week, that song about raising yourself up is at the top of the chart. The number one song in the USA on American Top 10 for a third week is The Time of My Life, written by Reggie Hamm and performed by David Cook.
Time of my life.
There it is, the number one song in the USA on American Top 10 for a third non-consecutive week, The Time of My Life by David Cook. And there you have them, the 10 most popular songs in this week's National AC Chart, based on USA Today Airplay charts, as compiled by MediaBase 24/7 every Tuesday in the Life section. American Top 10's produced in Hollywood. If you have a question for us or a long-distance dedication, you can write to us at American Top 10, P.O. Box 1110, Hollywood, California, 90028. Or you can email us at casey1110@aol.com. American Top 10 is a production of the Premier Radio Networks. AT10 was created by Casey Kasem and Don Bastani. Produced by Lori Krimi. Our staff includes Matt Wilson, Merrill Schindler, and Toby James Petty. Production and engineering by Michael Cooper and Ray Hernandez. My name's Casey Kasem. Join me next week when once again we'll count down the biggest hits in the USA. Till then, keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars. And leave your radio tuned right where it is.
AirCheckDownloads.com.